This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Husey, Ed and Darren on Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Just quickly, the Queen, she's out and about. The Queen's going to, she's going to raise the bat for 100 and then still, she'll be still going at 120, I reckon. What did
Clark famously get at the SCG? 300 and...
33 million?
Yes, something like that.
Look, I don't think she's going to get a 300, but she is going to, you know what, she's got Prince Charles waiting. Yeah, he's waiting to come in, do you know what I mean? He wants a bat. And she's not, you're not getting a bat, mate.
Bat all day,
you
mate.
You are not getting a bat.
It's good, isn't it?
You might as well take the pads off.
Exactly.
Go home now, Charlie, because I'm staying in.
Have a shower, mate.
Hey, are we all, Spotlight, what a great sponsor they are of our show.
Yeah, Spotlight, who have everything you need to celebrate, decorate, and create this Christmas. 13, 10, 60, if you get to air with us, it's $100.
Yeah. You know, I mean, why not? Let's put someone on. 13, 10, 60. When someone who rings 13, 10, 60, we'll put them on when we come back. But is there $1,000 on the offer?
100%. Mm-hmm. They've got the Christmas-themed cue to call. You're going to hear a very particular Christmas-themed spotlight moment.
I think you're going to hear a woman who fancies herself as a singer.
Adele?
No, Adele is a singer.
Yeah,
another beautiful woman who... A beautiful single woman who believes that the singing might be the way to attract...
Like a siren.
It might be the way to attract a new man.
Like a siren calling the sailors to the rocks.
You hear that person singing and...
Do you reckon that's where I've gone wrong all these years? Do you reckon the fact that I'm now 38, single with a child, with a daughter, is because I can't sing?
Do you sing at home? Do you or not?
Nah. Well, I used to, but created problems.
Yeah, exactly. The tune went out of the relationship.
$1,000 you'll get, though, when you hear the tones.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen before 8 a.m. Bang, I've told you.
Well done.
Fair enough.
What about Philip from Fairfield? What do you love?
Guys, I guess I love everything.
Yeah, good on you, Phil.
Let's specify something that Spotlight could help you with. What do you love, Phil?
Oh, yes. Oh, you know what? I love the bed sheets they got there.
Beautiful, Phil. Beautiful bed sheets.
You need to wrap yourself around them.
You go through a fair few, Phil?
Yes, I do, because my nephews and nieces, oh, my God, they're monsters.
Yeah, they're jumping in and out of the bed.
You know, on the subject of bed sheets, I saw John Abraham wrapped in a bed sheet with his new baby.
Yes.
With a shirt off.
Elvis.
It looked like he had the baby. I mean, if you see the photo, it looks like...
Oh, I see, because of the way it was sitting.
His shirt's off. I'm thinking, did he birth that child?
Amazing.
No, that would be Sarah, who's a friend of mine, who's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I'm
she
both
She carried
beautiful.
The child and birthed it.
Have you seen the photo?
I have.
Does it look like he's...
It's like a post-coital birth shot. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, what are we doing when we come back?
We're talking kids.
Oh, we are, yeah.
I love kids.
I believe Ed Cavalier had a terrible moment with his son Arnold yesterday. Ed, you still traumatised?
Absolutely. I still smell of it.
What happened?
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Now, children are great and we have them, but, you know, whether you have them or not, you know, your decision, and there's too many people in the world anyway, so we're certainly not anti-people not having children, are we? We're sort of for that.
No, absolutely.
But they can be traumatic, and Ed Cavalier, you had a traumatic experience.
Something you never want to hear from the back. So driving Arnold on Saturday morning.
So how old's Arnold for people
Arnold
who don't know?
Arnold is 4 years old, and he's in the he's in his car seat. He's got a transformer, and he's got his best friend, which is a small toy ginger cat called Padme that's got its own personalised collar and a bell.
Yep.
So you always know he's coming.
Real cat, though, is it?
No, toy cat. I said that, toy cat.
But I know, but you...
He's not like a... Bond villain,
but also
carrying
Arnold,
around a cat.
Arnold will never get a real cat, will he?
No.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
Well, we're an NPE house.
No pets allowed?
No pets ever.
Ever? That would be the E. Yep, so he's carrying his the only cat he'll ever love.
He's got Padme, he's got a Bumblebee, Cyberverse Bumblebee, pretty good one. And I just hear from behind me, Daddy, and like, yep, yes, darling. He goes, I'm going to zomit. And I said, oh, no, you're not, are you? He goes, I am, Daddy. I'm going to, and then he zomits. No sound effects. Oh, Jack, we should have had that chat.
Well, Jack is the way, he doesn't like the, he has stomach issues himself. So for him to be able to put the sound effect on, it's very brave for him to do that. So I like the sound effects.
You like that one?
Yeah, that
was a good one.
Because if you're going to play a vomiting sound effect, you're meant to play a water pumping because it's less harsh, which we've had that discussion, Jack.
Have we?
Yeah, that was intense. That was visual.
Mm. Yeah, but we're in the car is a very intense moment.
It was intense because we're going home. Can you try and hold it? Yeah, we're going home. And I could hear him doing it, but I couldn't stop because I was driving. We weren't far from home. And we got home and Aaron just his car seat, Padme, Bumblebee, him.
Was he okay though? Like, was he wasn't scared by, the fact he could identify he was about to vomit is what I'm more impressed about. Cause I don't think Eliza, I think she's only ever vomited once in her life and wouldn't even know what that was coming.
Can I just say, you've just triggered every other parent in the world.
What are you talking
the
about?
Kid's only vomited once in 3
Sorry,
years.
I wasn't trying to make this about me, by the way. I really wasn't, but.
No, but that is that's incredible.
Iron gut.
Kids vomit. What did they do?
And that's why we took her to hospital because she's never done it before. It was she was in the bath and just suddenly had gastro or something. But is that not normal?
I have two thoughts for that. Is that she's incredible or you're never with her. Because kids vomit.
Sean just messaged, she vomits twice a day. Take care. never been, even when she was little with milk, never was a vomiter. Was Arnold like a sickier when he was drinking milk and stuff?
No, but the idea that a child has vomited once.
She's three and a half.
We're never going to be able to get past this.
Kids
vomit. Is that?
Kids vomit all the time.
Let's go. Let's do it. All right. Aaron, you need to be educated here because...
Yeah. So is anyone else listening whose kids who can, I'd go with less than 10 times.
Oh, no, you're never going to get anyone.
What? Vomited once and we took her to the hospital because that's it.
Let's find an average. Do you have children? Call 131060 now.
Just straight up.
Do you have children?
That's simple.
We're going to find an average. You'll win a $100 spotlight voucher if you get on air, and we're going to put a few people on air here.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
We're talking vomiting. Ed, your son Arnold vomited in the car. The smell's never going to leave that car, by the way.
No, we think we've found a way. We've especially this vinegar vibe that we've done. It's already, I drove the car yesterday and I thought, okay, this is cool. We could get somewhere here.
But also you're used to the smell. You've got to remember that when strangers are getting in the car, they're going to know, man. That's tough. And now, Erin, you made a claim that your daughter's vomited once in her life.
Once. She was in the bath and had a rash, and then all of a sudden it was just vomit, 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 vomit. So we took her to hospital and, that was it.
It's incredible. The worst experience in my family, got three kids, is when we got off a plane at the Gold Coast and my son, he was the oldest at the time, he still is the oldest, we were walking to McDonald's and he said, I don't feel well, as we walked in the door of McDonald's, and he did the biggest power vomit I've ever seen in my entire life. But we still ordered.
No.
What?
We had to sit down, and my wife sat our two daughters down in one of those sort of bench seats, and the vomit was next to that. And I went into the bathroom with our son, and then I came out, and it was still there. They honestly didn't clean it. It was like, come on. Sort that out? Our kids, the daughters, they wanted to eat in. I'm like, we're not eating
not
in.
Next
we're
to
not
that.
Next to our own vomit.
Wow.
So wait, what about the other customers?
Oh, yeah, they weren't happy.
Is it the Cavill Avenue one? Because they're used to it there.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
no,
that one.
But it was during the day, mate. It wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, still not going to bat an eyelid. Now, Ashley, Wetherill Park, how many children?
Mate, how you going?
Yeah, good, man.
We've never been better. It's Monday. We're top of the morning.
Yeah,
so
too,
you got three kids. Is that right, Ashley?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right, yeah.
Are they bombers?
The oldest one had reflux, so vomited all the time. Yeah, after every bottle and everything, always throwing up.
Yeah. So how old are the kids, Ashley?
We got Caden 10, Jackson 8, and then Kyra, she's 4.
Yeah. So, on average, how many times do you reckon you've seen the three kids vomit? Just personally, you, even though you're a hardworking guy, and you're not always there.
Over 50 times at least.
Yeah. I think it's an amazing story. Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, that's, wow.
I'd say that's average.
I didn't bat an eyelid at that.
Adam from Campbelltown, do you think that Ashley's on average with his 50 times?
And then the rest.
And then the rest.
Aaron, you're the luckiest person in the world.
No, can I just say, people probably are critical of me because, you know, I'm not big in cooking fresh stuff for my daughter or, like, you know, she wouldn't even know what broccoli is. She still has those, like, 10-month-old packet, like, shepherd's pie lasagnas from Woolies. Yeah, but let me tell you, clearly it's working well for her. Just keeping it down.
What have you got, Adam?
I got a 2-year-old boy.
He's a chucker?
And massive chucker. Basically, anything that's texture he doesn't like, or he sees something that he doesn't like, it's dry heaving immediately.
Just the thought of it will get him to vomit.
Izzy, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Our leader, our former cricket leader, men's team leader.
Second highest office in the country.
Well, look, I just think the women's team now are above the men's team. I'm going to say it. I think we should focus on the women's cricket because they're not doing the wrong thing.
Well, we do anyway because they're so good.
Yeah.
We didn't need the men to royally screw up to then suddenly find the women interesting.
Yeah, no, really good point. The best point you made today.
I don't see gender in cricket.
I know you don't. And
I don't see gender.
No, absolutely. Hey, let's get out of this.
Yeah, okay?
Can we come back?
No, we can come back because if you've signed up for nonsense over the journey, then E. Molin has a hack for you to save yourself from having to unsubscribe from a million different things that are sucking your bank accounts dry.
Is it fair to say this is Channel 9 style unmissable?
No, because I'll actually deliver.
Oh!
That's a joke.
Wow. Sneezeby listening?
Ouch.
Sneezeby!
That's a joke.
Sneezeby!
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
But one of Australia's best comedy writers is a bloke that we know, Ed, and I'm not sure if you know him, Aaron, but he's an absolute superstar. He's gone to America. He's written for shows in America. Yep. He was the brains behind the hit international series Wilfred.
Real talk.
The Talking Dog.
Yep.
His name is Adam Zwar. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Now, you have a new book, 12 Summers by Adam Zwar. It is available now, and it's got a cricket theme, Adam.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's exactly right. It's I love that tune. It's basically 12 summers of my life with cricket always in the background. You know, it's been a crutch for me. It's always helped me with anxiety and just to, you know, remain calm in my life. And I'm very grateful to it.
I'm about 70 pages in. It's a really good fun. It's a, you know, because you're a great comedy writer, but I love hearing about the cricket, all the old cricket. Now, we're talking a little bit about your Tim Payne with the text thing at the moment. That's the latest in a long line of Aussie cricket
controversies.
Controversies is the right word. What's your favourite over the years, Adam? Favourite cricket controversy?
Underarm's pretty great.
Underarm.
Sandpaper gate, just that footage, that slow motion footage of the sandpaper going into the undies. That's always something you can look back at.
Where is that bloke now? The one who
Bancroft.
He scored a century in the Shield last week, so I was kind of happy about that. But probably the technique's not right to play Test cricket.
well,
unless he's got the extra, unless he's got the sandpaper, he doesn't get a game.
Gotta be an all rounder.
You're gonna need sandpaper, all right.
But I tell you what, though, he's zen now. I've read interviews with Cameron Bancroft, and he found meditation. He's a very zen guy. And Adam, the other string to your bow is the podcast, 10 Questions with Adam Zwar. You interview a new guest every week and ask the same 10 questions. A lot of Australia's biggest names there. Glenn Robbins I was listening to the other day. That was a great one. But you've also had on one D. Hughes. And Adam, I want to play the question that you always ask people about apologising. Let's have a listen.
Who would you like to apologise to and why?
I've got a new motto, which is a recent motto of, if you live in the moment, you can't hold grudges, so I don't get angry anymore.
Yeah, right.
Is that true, Izzy?
Look, I said to my wife, true story, the other day, I said, I'm much more calmer now. And she said, are you? And I didn't like her answer.
You didn't like her attitude,
did you? I
didn't
like her attitude.
Should we play some of the audio, Adam? This is a recent audio that was recorded when he left the studio one day.
What?
And then rang our producer, Sasha French, who he's worked with for 20 years. And what we've done is add animal noises over the swearing. So let's just, would you like to hear a man, Adam, who's calm and that doesn't get angry? Because this is what the non-anger sounds like.
How do you always do this?
Oh, I'm million things at once, honestly. I'm taking phone calls about promos. So I'm dealing with that as I'm walking around the house. I put the keys down somewhere, and now I don't know where the they are. What the do I do with these keys?
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. It's trying not to be angry.
Yeah. You know what though, Adam, I don't reckon the young female producers who caught the majority of it really are comforted by the fact that he's trying, if you know what I'm saying.
No, don't be like, because Adam has worked in America where, you were over there for a number of, how many years were you in LA, you know, in working on TV shows?
I was there for 5 years. And you know, the thing about what I found really helpful about America was letting go of ego. And Ed knows, because Ed was there for a while as well. Yeah. And you know, if there's any place that helps you get rid of your ego, it's LA, because your face grounded.
Just quickly, Adam, there's a story about you in a writer's room in America, and can you tell us the story about you were talking, what was we talking about the other day? What was that one? Yeah.
It's very, very embarrassing. I've actually sworn myself never to tell the story again, but I will.
One more.
So we're in a writer's room, and I told a very Australian story about a friend of mine, female friend of mine, who I used to go out drinking with, and she used to have this philosophy that she marked people out of five based on looks, right? And she said, fives go out with fives, fours go out with fours, threes go out with threes, etc. She said, what are you? And I said, I'm a three. And she said, yeah, I'm a four and a half. And most Australian audiences laugh at that. American audiences are kind of like, what makes you think she's not a four and a half? You know, who are you to say that she's not a four and a half? So I was like persona non grata for the next month in that writer's room. And when everyone hates you, you can't be funny.
You got cancelled for
my jokes.
Well, it's a great read. Adam Zwa, 12 Summers. The podcast is out. 10 Questions with Adam Zwa. Always a pleasure, mate.
Superstar.
Thank you.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Is anyone, are you disagreeing, Aaron? Are you disagreeing?
Not even a little bit. I'd be too scared to, even if I genuinely believed it not to be the case.
Come on.
I'm joking. Everyone knows I joke when I talk about you berating young female producers, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, man.
It's only me and Sasha who ever have terse words, and she is young. There's no doubt about that.
Well, she's fresh as a daisy, but you have worked together for 20 years, and it's
like brother and sister just yelling at each other.
I've never heard her yell back.
Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just before going to go, that was a bit much. You've hurt my feelings.
feelings have been hurt. However, you two aren't going to go through a costly but amicable divorce like Adele and her now former husband. But that's not a talk about that, because it was there at the Griffith Observatory, which is right on top of Los Angeles. It looks down. It's got the best view.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's sunset as well.
Si, senor. Yeah. And, well, it's the voice, isn't it? It's the voice that gets us going. Let's hear what she opened with.
You love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. Perpetual bliss.
Hang on. That's
moment.
Turn that door.
Stop but recording also, me when I haven't given permission.
But also, remember, we're doing the Spotlight $1,000, and that's not the moment.
Okay.
That wasn't the cue to call.
No, because it wasn't Christmas based.
When you hear a voice that bad.
It wasn't Christmas based.
Towards the end of the end of this hour.
That bad?
Yeah, that awful. People are ringing thinking they got
$1,000. No, dudes, come on,
dudes. That's later in the hour.
No, that was a gag. That wasn't at the cue. But nice to know you're listening. Yes. Cop some of this.
Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. Didn't get the chance to.
Pull it down.
I was listening to that. I was watching that with my son eating burgers, and he said, what's that song about, Dad? And I said, I said, it's about when she's left her husband and she's trying to, you know, suck up to her kid.
Yeah.
That's fair to basically. Say, isn't it?
Good yeah. summation, yeah.
Well, it's true. Most of it was that, to be honest. But then in the middle, they had to put something else in, like a, they put in a proposal out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that
out
was
of nowhere.
Weird.
It was like her and Oprah were just what? Banging on about themselves. And then out of nowhere, Aaron, they go, oh, anyway, here are two people in a car. Like, what?
Yeah, it was really for weird. For a divorce album as well, it was a weird thing to kind of throw
really,
in.
Really weird.
What, two audience members?
Yeah.
Oh, like no.
Honestly,
you're at the baseball and someone in the crowd just bends down and says and brings a ring out.
Yeah. And then Melissa McCarthy had a champagne glass.
Oh, hang on, wait, because they said, so then Adele gets up the front, everyone's like, oh, here comes a song. And she goes, no, nah. She cops, does some of this.
I need every single person to be really bloody quiet, all right? Let's turn the lights down. If you make a noise, I'm going to kill you.
Because, and then in the crowd, as Aaron says, Melissa McCarthy, Leonardo DiCaprio behind a mask, Lizzo, Nicole Richie, James Corden, Ellen DeGeneres, Seth Rogen, Gordon Ramsay, Tyler Perry, Drake, Selena Gomez, Childish Gambino, Oprah, and Kris Jenner all had to sit there and watch someone else get some attention.
Can I say, the celebrities in the audience was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. It's like,
absolutely
pathetic. I mean, there's people that, is there no work over there?
There isn't.
There's no work.
Honestly, they had to go to this.
No one has anything to do.
Yeah, it was a bit cringe.
Oh,
God.
Really
at least
sad.
Leonardo had, you know, the gall to wear a mask to look slightly embarrassed to be there.
Oh,
the
goodness.
Rest of it. Oh, was that for COVID, was it?
But also, the women there weren't young enough for him.
Yeah, right.
Some of them had turned 25.
Yeah. So, all right. No, but overall, and in America, this rated its proverbials off. Yeah, like everyone watched it.
No, it was entertaining. The singing was fantastic.
But the other TV stations in Australia changed their schedule apparently to avoid it.
Yeah,
like,
they
it's
did.
Like they think it's going to be an absolute monster.
I think it was.
My children are just so they just turn this crap off, Dad. That's what they say to me, and I have to. I said, but I need to watch it for radio. We don't care.
What'd you watch instead?
We watched. Brooklyn 911 on streaming service, but yeah.
Brooklyn 99?
Or whatever it is, mate.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
During Aaron Mullen's ACRA-nominated news service, she talked about CCTV footage of employees basically being watched. Is that what you were talking about, Aaron?
Yes, so basically people working from home with a webcam set up that they might use for Zooms or whatever, apparently like nearly 30 or 40% of employers are actually monitoring what their employees are doing via that webcam without their permission or knowledge, which is terrifying.
That is disturbing because people basically want to keep working from home so they can do whatever they like.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know what I mean? When the passion or, no, I won't say we're the passion.
Passion?
It's when inspiration takes them. But made me think about a conversation that happened in our house yesterday.
Ooh.
Where we've got a 12-year-old son who likes to wander the streets, you know, and I'm happy for him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife said yesterday, it's okay. I know wherever he is at any moment in time. I said, how? She said, I've got Find My Phone on for his phone.
Real good.
Yep.
So I said, right now you know where he is. She said, yes. Wherever he is,
good.
I know where he is.
Yeah, right.
Made me think. I didn't say anything, but it made me think, does she do that for me as well?
Yes.
Absolutely she would.
I've actually texted her, and we honestly did not have this conversation yesterday, but I texted her just now to say, is that on for me as well? And I'll reveal her answer at the end of this break.
I once caught my wife with my phone, and I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just getting some photographs. I said, that's settings. And she was trying to put Find My Phone on.
Really?
Aaron, did you ever do it in your past relationship?
No, do you know what? Never. I never, ever have until...
Yeah,
and but I never have done it still, but there's only one instance in my whole existence of any kind of monitoring, and that came late.
Well, that's what they say. You don't,
careful. I just think, God, if they're out there doing it, like, then you'll find out eventually and they can, you know,
Yeah, but what
off.
If you don't find out for 30 years?
Oh, God, that's so depressing, really.
Well, is it okay to monitor your partner?
Bailey from Holsworthy, are you a monitorer?
I wouldn't say a monitorer, maybe a bit of a sneak peek, but not a monitorer.
Have you got Find My Phone on for your boyfriend? And when he's on a night out, can you sort of track where he is?
Yeah, on the Apple Watch too.
Does he know that, Bailey, does he know that these things are on his phone at this point?
Oh, surely. Doesn't everyone that has an iPhone?
No. Have you not? Yeah, doesn't everyone.
Have you not had the conversation with him?
Oh, I think it's just if both of our fine iPhone is on, so feel free to use your apps on your phone.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? You need to know that God is watching.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, of course. I'll be like, oh, what were you doing over there?
Oh, Bailey.
No, it's just for fun. It's all right.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Yeah. Bailey's got a $100 spotlight voucher. Simple as that.
Rochelle from Campbelltown, have you ever tracked your partner?
No, it's only something that I found out about like 18 months ago, so I didn't even know you could do it.
So how do you do it? Do you need to, you know, to enable it on their phone or link it to yours? Like how...
I don't know. Like, I know that my little brother, he gets tracked, and that was the only way I found out about it.
He gets tracked.
Would you be happy for your partner to track your every move?
If he wanted to. Like, we work opposite shifts, so he'd track me sleeping. It'd be fantastic.
So that's the thing. If you've got nothing to hide, who cares? There's nothing I do that I wouldn't be comfortable telling a partner
sometimes
about.
Sometimes things are taken out of context. Exactly. You know what I mean? You might have,
I could be at the bank, but above it is a massage parlor that does stuff. Yeah, true.
You know, but you're at the bank working out a loan to buy your partner a present.
Beck from Quakers Hill. Now, how do you feel about monitoring?
Oh, I think it's horrendous. It's an absolute breach of trust, privacy, and it's the fundamental of a relationship is having that trust. And imagine being tracked. Am I a dog?
So, Beck, it sounds like...
Maybe I get a microchip and, you know, you can scan me and make sure I know where you are. You make sure you know where I am.
Yeah. Look, to be honest, Beck, if I'm in a relationship with you...
I'm running. You sound dodgy.
Beck, can you hand on heart say that you never do the wrong thing, Beck?
I have never, ever cheated on a partner, nor would I do the wrong thing. And if they needed to track me, then there's obviously something wrong with our relationship. We need to work on that.
Oh, Beck, you're a hero.
Come on. Let's stand up and applaud that.
How many phones you got, Beck? How many phones you got? Oh, double phone. Double phone from Beck.
It's an AFM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
There's a lot of stories that are online or, you know, in any sort of news outlet that don't make Ed Cavalier angry, but this one has. A man was blacklisted from all future all-you-can-eat events after the owner said he was losing copious amounts of money on the diner, saying they'd eat whole trays of prawns and masses of pork. Apparently ate 1.5 kilos of pork in one sitting. He's been banned.
1 kilo, 1.5 kilos of pork trotters. He ate pork.
What's a trotter?
Feet, a foot.
You know what? But also, you're right.
Kilos of pig's feet.
Yeah, but he's not eating the bones.
No.
So they're weighing the bones.
Yeah.
Do they have nails, toenails and stuff? Or is
it's a whole bit.
He's not eating the whole lot. He's just, he's not chewing on the bones. So that's, it would only be probably a kilo. Be at least half a kilo of bone there, more. Bones are heavy, aren't they?
Mm.
Anyway, what's a problem, mate? What's your problem?
No, just a little bit triggering. And I'd like to say that Pizza Hut Bondi Junction, a certain Asian restaurant in Randwick, which shall remain nameless, and a major Sydney venue buffet, you know who you are, and you know that there is a man that you have banned in the past 15 years for overeating and told that you're not welcome again.
What?
And who is that man?
Me. I have been physically walked out of two venues. I have had my fork taken from my hand, quote, because we need to close at one of these restaurants.
Mate, is there an asterisk next to there all you can eat?
No, there is not.
Well, they need to put one up.
Keep shoveling. Yeah, I need some more trotters.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, Adele is the talk of the world. She's certainly the talk of Australia after that special aired last night.
Let's hear some of it.
All right.
Griffith Observatory in LA.
That's that opened the special.
Yeah.
Opened the, and you had all the celebrities there.
Melissa McCarthy, Leonardo DiCaprio in a mask, Lizzo, Nicole Richie, James Corden, Ellen DeGeneres, Seth Rogen, Gordon Ramsay.
Happy to see Gordon there. He's
unbelievable.
British.
Nathan Kalas.
Why was Seth Rogen there?
Gary Belcher.
Why is Seth Rogen there?
Michael Hancock.
Seth Rogen's meant to be a comedian. He should be like us, mocking the people who are there, not sitting there himself.
Craig Polamalu.
Now that you've got lost me. Who? Is that an NRL player?
Current.
Come on. Now, I'm not an NRL commentator. If I was, I'd be like Aaron and I would know them all. But if I interviewed Adele, if I flew to America to do it, I would have listened to her album.
You would.
Like Matt Doran from Channel 7 did not do.
Yes.
And she caught him out, didn't she?
She did.
But was it afterwards, apparently? Apparently it was after the interview where she said, did you listen to the album? And he said no, as he's walking out the door, not knowing that she owned the rights to the footage they'd just done.
Yes.
And she could kibosh it.
Yes.
That's disappointing. Matt would have thought, I've got away with it. I can be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I actually haven't heard it.
Sorry, you did an album? You sing?
Had you heard the main one?
I'm not sure if Matt knew where or who he was. I have a question here because this is...
Just before you that, I put it to you that Channel 7 put him up to do it.
Yes, this is my question.
Because he's eye candy. And they were hoping it was going to be a flirt piece session. And that, is she single now? Or she got
no,
a new bloke?
She's got a sports agent who was there in the audience as well. She's been dating him for about 6 months. Agent? She went official in October, but they've been together for about 6 months.
Well, I think that Channel 7 thought Matt Doran might be able to wiggle his way in there with his handsomeness.
Yeah, flirt piece. Yeah.
But he's also dating, and this is something that I thought he's dating the EP of the Weekend Today Show, the direct competitors to the show he presents on 7. What? So I reckon... She has potentially gotten to his phone, deleted the album, and screwed him royally. You reckon?
It's very awkward. It's very awkward when you... Because we know what it's like, don't we, Ed? We've been together many times where, you know, you get in trouble.
Where they just... We get out over our skis. There was once a... This exact thing happened to you once. I think it was with Jordan Sparks. Sars right, remember, because she'd been with me 20 years. And you and I, and it was when Kate was here, Langbrook's here, and we were talking to her, and Aaron... Husey says, as he normally would, he picks up the album and he goes, it's a wonderful album.
Oh,
I absolutely love it. And she says, really seriously, which song was your favourite?
Oh,
do you remember what you said?
Well, they're like my favourite children. I just can't pick one.
It's so hard to choose.
Going to make the other songs really.
So she goes, it's so hard to choose.
And did she know? Did she know straight
we
away?
We all knew, but no one cared.
I had a trouble with Andrews. Remember Andrew Simons, the cricketer?
He's prickly.
Yeah.
Way too surly.
I asked a question in the interview about his autobiography, and he goes, haven't you read it, Husey? And I'm like... No, Andrew, I haven't.
But the whole point is to tell our audience about it. But like, same as when I asked Matthew McConaughey on our show. It was like the second week. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
So I had listened to the whole audiobook.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights. I'd done 6 hours with the bloke, right? Yeah. And he talks slow. Right. And there's one bit where he was talking about how he made some sweet, sweet love to his partner, the hottest Brazilian of all time.
Yes.
But initially he wasn't that into it. But he sort of forced himself to go because he knew afterwards they'd be more in love, right?
Yeah.
And so then Aaron asked, after we played that bit, I've listened to the whole
bit,
book, for God's sake.
That bit.
Then this happens.
Hey, can I just ask, why didn't you want to? And originally, like you said at the start, not because you wanted to. Did you want to, but it wasn't solely because you wanted to, or did you just not feel like it, but then...
That's so none of your business.
How is it none of my business, you douche? You've released a bloody audiobook and written book about it. You're talking about it.
If there's anyone on this show who's going to ask that question, it is Aaron Molyneux.
Yeah, but then did you remember he threw it back to me? He said, well, what about you and your partner? And I was like, no, not really. You know, it was like, I didn't write a book about it. I'm not trying to talk about my relationship.
No, and you still won't.
Correct. Correct. Because I'm not trying to monetize my life or relationship.
Come on, why not?
What do you want?
Next, you cannot miss this.
What do you mean?
Is Aaron Molyneux... Molan.
Who's
Molan?
Who's Molan?
Is she entering federal politics? She's going to tell us next.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
We don't normally do politics here, but every now and again you just got to find out exactly what's going on. Erin Molan, we know her dad is a senator.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Scott Morrison has her on speed dial and rings her all the time.
That's just not true.
Well, it is true. And the headlines, Erin Molan pops up in key seats. It's meltdowns. There's so many headlines about Erin Molyneux joining the Liberal Party to fight the next federal election.
Jeez.
Now, we need to get to the bottom of what the hell's going on here because...
It says declined to comment to News Corp on the Molyneux declined to comment on the article I read.
Now, Erin, this is all jokes aside and we need to know, our bosses need to know, are you going to run... For the Liberal Party or for any party at the next federal election, which is only months away.
The Greens and I have decided
No, we don't want jokes. We need actual answer here.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And you asked me this last week, at the end of last week. I have had conversations. Yes, I was approached, and I've had a couple of chats with a couple of different people about this. I would never have put this out there publicly, but it was put out there publicly mid last week. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, bloody hell. I spoke to me. No. Look, I think you know you can politics. I think it's
by
pretty
the Prime Minister.
Leaked by the Prime Minister. No, I wouldn't have. I've got no idea. I went for a nap with my child and I woke up to about 10 messages from journos asking me about it, which came as a big surprise to me because I'm very private, as you know, with that kind of stuff, and I would never have put this out there publicly.
But the Prime Minister does want you to run. I know he does.
I can't speak on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Hand on heart, I know he does. So
I get it.
I had a couple of chats with a couple of key people, and it was it's incredibly flattering to have been considered, I guess, there have been interest in me doing that. And as you know, I'm very passionate about different things, and politics maybe down the track is something that I would definitely consider.
Did you ever dream of it? Because I know that as a young man.
You can.
Definitely not. So you are definitely not running at the next election.
I'm definitely not. No, I'm on contract here, and I hope to be on contract at Channel 9. We're in discussions at the moment. And I think, you know, I look at what I did with the contribution that I made to the online bullying legislation and getting that in Parliament. I think I don't need to be a politician to help make a difference in different ways. Absolutely down the track potentially, but now is not the right time. I'm also a newly single mother with a 3.5-year-old, and it would not be practical for me. And I love my job.
And you're also a woman, and it's the Liberal Party.
And?
No, I put, what about Julie Bishop, mate? She was a big chance to be the next, wasn't she? What happened to Julie?
Not good things.
No, Julie. I think that you can do both. I'll put it out there.
Eden Monero too.
Why not?
Anyone can run Eden Monero.
Why can't you do both?
Sorry, what? Have you followed the past two federal elections?
You don't have to worry about it because you're going to lose it in 3 years anyway.
Mate, it's very close. A few hundred
votes.
That's
what I'm saying. It
doesn't matter where she gets parachuted into. She's going straight
what
to
do you
the
mean
top.
Parachuted into?
Waringa, baby.
My home
we need
is
Waringa.
The area.
We need Waringa, baby.
We want a safe seat for you.
It was very flattering, but it's not something that suits me right now. I've got a fair bit I want to do in media. Moving into another area of my life.
It's the partying that's the main thing, isn't it?
To be honest, just didn't pay enough. That's a joke. See, if that gets reported, I'll be so angry.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Why is he angry?
I'm still reeling from the news on Friday, guys. I can't get over it.
What?
I know it's been discussed a lot, but captain of the Australian cricket team, when he made this teary press conference on Friday, this is how he started it.
Today, I'm announcing my decision to stand down as the captain of the Australian men's test team. It's an incredibly difficult decision.
Must be a difficult decision. He sent apparently one photo 4 years ago. He sent one photo.
One photo.
4 years ago. Finally we've worked out why Warney's never been captain of the Australian cricket team. Because he would send 25 photos before the lunch break on Boxing Day.
So true.
While he's on the field, he's sending them. He's down a fine leg. He's got a couple more.
How about this one?
Come on. But who's going to captain next? This is what he went on to say.
I'm grateful for the support of my teammates.
That's good.
And proud of what we've been able to achieve together.
Yeah.
To them, I ask for their understanding and forgiveness.
Mate, I reckon you've got both already because when they have the meeting about who's the new captain, if they have to put them all in a room and say, who has never sent a photo, there's no hands going up, man.
There's nobody left.
There's no hands going up. The only way you're going to get the captain of the Australian men's cricket team to have not sent a photo of that sort as if they bring in a woman.
Yeah, we
she's
go.
The only one.
She's the only
we
one.
We wouldn't have sent that sort of photo.
And even then, you.
Well, then, I mean, we're not sure, are we?
You just never
know.
We're
not sure.
She's in there. And...
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Back to the cricket scandal, we're calling it. I'm not sure when.
Incidents. Series of incidents that have led to another Australian captain in tears or having tears and resigning from his post as captain of the team.
Over, if people don't know, over a photo that was sent in 2017 to a work colleague at the time.
Yes.
So he has resigned. He's done an interview. He did an interview in the Sunday Tally.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the interview?
Yes.
Tim and his wife and Hamish McLaughlin sat down for an interview. That was interesting.
Mm.
Really interesting.
Well, I'll give you an excerpt. Here's a selected excerpts. This is Hamish McLaughlin talking. So you've got to imagine I've sort of got my hair back and I got sort of loafers on, no socks. And I've just come off the ski slopes, even though it's December.
Sorry, European or Japanese?
Well, both. Yeah. Here we go. How hard was it for you, Bonnie, 3 years ago when Tim came to you, did you know I ski? And he said that you had a text exchange with a work colleague and had broken your trust. And then Bonnie replies.
What did he reply?
I was shocked. I remember feeling angry.
I think Bonnie is a heavy smoker, mate.
This is meant to be exact.
She's not 90.
She's trying to meant to give
her. She's not Marge Simpson.
I'm trying to give a flavour of the interview. I've never heard Bonnie actually
it's smoke. It's actually the sister that's more, you know, the sisters that smoke, not Marge,
trying
by
to help.
The way. Yep.
So anyway.
What else did she say?
You know what? The question I love is Hamish asked her why he did it. Why he did it. Why he got involved.
Why'd you get involved, man?
And the answer, Tim didn't know. He didn't know why he would get involved in such a situation.
it's
hard to know why any man would get involved in such a situation.
Well, I mean, men are just notoriously dumb like that. We've just got to accept that when it comes to the thing that attached to them is they're dumb. But also, it's so hard to say sometimes what you're thinking as well. I also think that, you know, there's a certain responsibility on both parties not to engage in that sort of behaviour if that behaviour is then going to be used against one of you. I just think, I think everyone in this situation needs to have been better.
Yes. And, who I love in the interview with Hamish and Tim is I do love Bonnie. But she said a number of times she's not perfect either.
Absolutely.
You know?
Did she extrapolate on that at all?
I thought she didn't need to extrapolate on that. Well, I don't know what it means, but I love the fact that she's basically saying, you know, those without there's nothing in their eye can't throw a rock. What's that?
Glass houses.
Those
maybe.
Glass houses.
Can't I'm
not
throw go to the rock. Sorry,
I'm not
those...
going to go to glass houses. I think the glass houses.
Oh yeah,
too
we're not
far
saying
an analogy.
We're not going to glass houses.
But okay. Ed, what's the rock analogy?
Yeah, the rock,
the stone in the eye.
Yeah, cast the first stone. You mean? Or are you talking? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
That's the
one,
baby.
Because then you look around and everyone's like, "Well, I better drop these stones."
I love the fact the Daily Telegraph seems to be the one who ran the initial story, and then they're the one doing the interview. With the couple.
This is what they do. They smash and they say, let us help you make this better, even though we caused it.
And are they also the ones who are bringing the brother-in-law into it as well?
So the brother-in-law is the same woman involved, isn't it? So
well, yeah, there's an article in the Telegraph. Tim Payne's brother-in-law allegedly sent X-rated text to the same woman. Is it a group chat?
I don't know what's...
Well, he's Bonnie's brother as well, so it's not even like...
Why is that Bonnie's brother?
Yes.
Yeah, his brother-in-law.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got to do a lot of forgiving, doesn't she, Bonnie?
It's a long... It's a... quite the load for Bonnie. The Today FM Morning
Crew. That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.